Hello. Welcome to BC. This is the channel and the podcast that's dedicated to educating and informing you guys on what's going on in Cardano. I try to put projects in front of you that I think deserve your attention, and you decide if they deserve your ADA. Getting a little bit later and later in the evening as my daughter gets older. 8 o'clock is probably gonna have to be pushed back a little bit. We'll see. It's always a fun time getting her to sleep, and she's probably not even asleep yet, but it's okay. We're still here. Was bummed obviously that we had to do a premiere last week, and now we get to hang out live, which will be a lot of fun. Crypto Hands, Seanage, James, good to see you guys. And others who are listening to the podcast, watching the recording, or just jumping into the live stream a little bit later. Have a lot of great talking points tonight. It's going to be a good one. Curly Knox, Ouroboros Laos coming to a blockchain near you. I did not see, you're going to have to link that tweet for me or send it to me in a Twitter DM or a Discord DM, because I didn't see that one. I'd love to talk about that. Because one of the things that I did see is talking about Cardano maxis, and is there going to be demand for Cardano in this cycle, and a lot of the naysayers, and would love to get your guys' thoughts and opinions on that as well. And of course, going through the top 10 CNFTs of the week. So without further ado, let's jump in. We have, we're going to switch it up a little bit. I want to get to the title. I want to talk about some other important topics, then we'll jump into the top 10 pretty quickly and get back to some important topics. A lot of the people that watch this show already know most of these projects, and so in order to just move things along a lot quicker through those to get to, because I feel like I have a lot more other topics that I wanted to cover this week, and you know, feeling to condense the show a little bit more, and who knows, my children might I might need to cut it short. We'll see what happens. Snecky's number one, Earth Node bringing in number two, Ape Society, and then Space Bud. So there must have been some big Ape Society sales, because they were not in the third place spot earlier today. Book.io, Dead Pixels, House of Titans, Omen, Tappy, and Lil Sappy's. Dead Pixels with some interesting announcements in the last couple of days, so that'll be interesting to see there. I'm actually just going to jump ahead to Ape Society. I want to see if there was any big sales. There it is. There's a 9,000 sale 8 hours ago. But that's still... Interesting. Yeah, maybe it did. I would have thought that would have triggered when I was... Volume 65,000? 54,000? Anyways, whatever. It's not the biggest deal in the world. But yeah, lots of good sales there from some top projects. So here's the tweet. This had went around about 21,000 impressions for this tweet. And I'd love to get your guys' thoughts. So it says, a question for Cardano Maxis. This is equals cash. What's your thesis on what exactly is going to create demand for ADA in this cycle? What's going to convince crypto natives, if anything, to go on a centralized exchange to swap their holdings into ADA? What's going to convince normies to choose Cardano? Jay Shai, one of our, a long time ago, was one of our community members, and now he's a security bot founder, works at JPEG Store. My honest answer, I don't know and I don't care. I really enjoy the underlying technology on Cardano and truly believe that it is superior to other networks, although everything has its trade-offs. Has Cardano succeeded at attracting the normie or the degen? No. But I'm going to be exploring, learning, and building on Cardano regardless of the price. And I do believe that eventually price will catch up with the technology, but if not, so be it. And Clark Kent says, my brother in Christ, I implore you to take the blindfold off. LOL, what blindfold, bro? I'm not here to try to make $1 million. I'm very honest with myself. And, you know, I like Clark. I like Jay Shai. So I think it's just interesting. They're going back and forth. I replied to this tweet as well. I probably don't have a ton of replies, so I can just, I should be able to find it in here. Let's see. Maybe I have replied. There we go. I said, I don't think there's a better all-around chain in the entire ecosystem that's decentralized, best staking mechanism, low transaction fees, and strong community. Because I think, he did respond to me. Did he respond to me? I didn't see it until now. Decentralized, no, it's not. Charlie holds the majority of Genesis keys, full control. I do like liquid non-custodial staking with no slashing, but it's not really great from economic point of view and certain attack vectors. Transaction fees are not low at all, and it's unsustainable. And then this. Okay, so, but I don't understand how, this is actually great. I didn't see this before. Decentralized, no, it's not. Charlie holds majority of Genesis keys. I think Charles holds one of the Genesis keys. But when you look at holder distribution, you see that it's very, very spread out compared to chains that have, you know, top 100 holders owning a lot of coins. But if you want to take it from the perspective of, could Charles and Emergo and somebody else, you know, turn on their Genesis keys and turn everything off? Again, I don't really know exactly how that works technically, but could they bring it down? I mean, maybe, but I don't see why they would do that. So I guess fair point in that way. But when it comes to all of the wallets and wallet holders, it's very decentralized. He has nothing to say about the non-custodial staking, but it's not really great from economic point of view. I think when you know, it's not going to give you Luna-like returns. It's not going to give you a 20% return, but it does give you a 3% return. I think that's pretty good economically. You know, it's not a Solana meme coin, but it also doesn't drain your wallet either. I don't know what he means by certain attack vectors. Transaction fees are not low at all, and it's unsustainable. Okay. Most of the several hundred, if not thousand transactions that I've done are one ADA or less. If it's a smart contract, it's less than two ADA. And if it's just sending ADA, it's like 0.18. So I don't know how that's not low compared to Bitcoin's transactions currently, Ethereum's transactions. You know, Solana's are cheap, I think, from what I understand. But, I mean, they're pretty slow. And then number four, I talk about the strong community, and he puts, so I don't understand how number, I don't understand what volume has to do with community. Just because an address is an active and it's not trading on a DEX and it's not trading NFTs doesn't mean it doesn't believe in the overall aspect of it. So interesting. Better Cardano if you ask anyone. Injective protocol. Okay. Interesting. So yeah, I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on this. Clearly, got some people responding, and yeah, interesting stuff. Thought I would start with that. I think that what, I don't know if it was him or someone else. Somebody had a comment about a lot of the stuff that Charles had mentioned in the previous cycle. You know, there was a lot of stuff about, you know, the work in Africa, the ETH converter, what projects we're going to move over from Ethereum. You know, there was three or four pretty big narratives in the last bull run that, I mean, you know, the coming of smart contracts, and, you know, people were like, well, that was like the incentive to for people to buy in. And now there's not really a lot of those things have not happened yet, or they're still in development. They're still being worked on. And so now there's not going to really be any narrative for Cardano to, you know, have something to, you know, pump the price. And again, I disagree pretty strongly. You know, again, to his screenshot, yes, the volume is not where I would hope it to be currently at this stage in the cycle. But, you know, there are a lot of things on the horizon that I'm really excited about, namely the projects that are choosing to build on this blockchain, World Mobile Token, Iagon. A lot of the gaming projects are great. Like, they're, you know, it's pretty strong that best like real world use cases types of projects are being built here. But yeah, obviously wanted to get people to respond to him to bump the algorithm for his post, and hey, it worked. So I figured figured I'd throw that out there, let you guys have some conversations about that. Crypto markets in general, Bitcoin down pretty substantially, down into the 58,000. Just a little cooling off period post-halving. I think that's pretty normal. I'm not worried about any of these really. Ethereum under 3,000, Binance 559, Solana 132, Cardano at 44 cents. So pretty low. We've got Shiba Inu kind of looking to potentially pass us there. Again, that's just like, it's just interesting to see another meme coin jump up, but okay, cool. And yeah, I don't think there's really much there. I'm just continuing to take a look at that. One thing that was interesting, I was going to hear. CJ Lovelace, if you guys know who CJ is, he says, I think you need to hear this simple and short clip about ADA and altcoins. Thanks for always articulating so well, Dan. I don't think I'm going to get copyright strike from this, but honestly, yeah, whatever. I don't care. We'll see.
ADA. From all-time high to Bitcoin halving, now a couple weeks past Bitcoin halving, Bitcoin or ADA's down 85%. So we're actually better off this cycle around than we were last time. So how could anybody that's just looking at this very simple data just sit here and be like, this is ridiculous, this is taking too long, when in reality, we're actually ahead of schedule in a way, and we're better off than we were last cycle. ADA was in a worse position last cycle.
So what he's saying here is ADA in the last cycle at this point in post-halving, that we were down 94% in token value. And now from the top to where we are now post-halving, in this cycle, we are down 85%. Still, you know, very substantial, you know, drop in price from our all-time high, but 10%. Better than being at 94. So interesting take. Obviously like Dan a lot. And, you know, I see a lot of reason to be excited about our position. And again, like when we fast forward to when everything's going crazy and people are going to be like, well, you just got so lucky. These are the times when conviction and believing in this ecosystem, believing in this community, this chain. And of course, like if you want to go and explore other chains, that's great. Love it. But it's not going to be a matter of luck, really. It's a matter of conviction at this point. And a lot of these attacks are personal. And yeah, so stick with it, guys. Hang in there. Snecky's number one project. Again, I'm going to kind of move through these pretty quickly. 317 ADA floor, almost 2 million in ADA in volume. So they've jumped into the top 100 tokens of all time, NFTs of all time, which is pretty impressive. 14% listed. So very nice. Very nice work from Snecky's. Very impressive. Again, this was posted yesterday. So every time a Snecky's is bought or sold on the secondary market, the Snecky's ecosystem grows. 50% of all the revenue generated from secondary market royalties is used to purchase more crypto miners. More miners equals more mining power, and 20% is distributed to the SNEC pit, managed by SNEC and voted on by the SNEC community. 30% is used for project development. On April 25th, 163,900 ADA from 1,600,000, so they have 10% royalties, was distributed as follows. Miner reinvestment, 81,000 ADA, 82,000 ADA went to reinvesting in miners, 32,000 ADA went to the pit, and 50,000 went to project development. Your Sneckies are working hard in the mines and reinvesting their hard-earned mining and royalty revenue into more crypto miners. Aren't they just responsible little Snecks? Let's build the Sneck kingdom together for the culture. So pretty cool, nice little graphic, and those royalties are going to those different spots. So shout out to the old Sneckies. Earth node floor price still sitting very well. There hasn't been a sale at that price point, really 125, even all the way like throughout this time. That's kind of been some of the all-time high sales. Let's see. I mean, I can really scroll back pretty far, and I don't think we're going to see a one. See, like back here. So 7 months ago, there was a 127, 128. I think that's the top. Yeah. So they're kind of back to all-time high for Earth nodes. And if there is a sale, there's a best offer for 110. Wow. And let's see what kind of offers there are. 110 and then 41K. So someone wants to get one for 110, and the floor is currently at 177. So very nice there for Earth nodes. Impressive. There is going to be a community update on tomorrow at 4 o'clock UTC, which I believe is 11 a.m. Eastern time. Oh, no, noon Eastern. Noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. This update will include a recap of events, product developments, and hearing live from the team in Reno. See you Thursday, Mobilers. Set your reminders now. So this is linked in the description. World Mobile Community Update live from Reno. So you can set a reminder and jump into that. Pretty sweet there from the World Mobile team. Space Buds is next up. We are really having a strong floor here in above the 1,000 ADA floor. I'm liking it a lot. I have not picked up another Space Bud recently, but there have been some really nice trades the last few days. So we're going to take a look at those right now. There also is a nice CNFT shirt. CNFT shirt is bringing new utility to the CNFT space, and we are happy to announce a 2-week pre-sale period for our Space Buds owners. Use the code SBLaunch10 to get a 10% discount on your high-quality, unique t-shirt from your favorite Space Buds, including a matching CNFT. What does that mean? For more info, visit the Discord channel to check the attached flyer. Okay, let's take a look. Connect your wallet, Cardano wallet, to our Web3 store. Choose your CNFT. Choose your color and size. Enter shipping address and choose shipment plan. Check, preview, and pay your physical t-shirt and proof of ownership CNFT in ADA. Oh, you get a proof of ownership thing. So where's the proof of ownership thing? I see the NFT in the back. Rest of world, $5 for shipment, $5 for insurance, 2 to 4 days lead time. That's not bad. Are locally finished in beautiful Vienna, and to further prolong our world, the rest of the world is $8. So $8 for shipment to the US plus $5 of insurance, 3 to 7 days. 100% recycled material for the shipping bags. Nice. That's cool. Yeah, so you can get a nice branded Space Buds t-shirt, and then on the back have your CNF, so your Space Bud on there. Pretty sweet. Very nice. Okay. And then there was a nice seven Space Bud bundle that sold, which is pretty wild that one sold the way that it did. We have a 7 Space Bud bundle, including a bowl and a fish, for I think it was 65. It was 65,000. They're trying to sell it again. So yeah, the whole bundle was bought for 65,000, and then they're trying to resell the fish here. I think they just wanted to keep the bowl. Yeah, they just wanted to keep the bowl, but they're probably just listing some of these other ones. Yeah, so they're listing. They're just trying to drop the other ones out. They accepted an offer for that one. $1,600 for a. Oh my word, that's crazy. And they might keep this one too. They listed it for $1,350. Wait, is this still available? Wait. Space Bud number 4. Hold on. Okay. It didn't say it was delisted. But it's not here. I was going to say, I would live buy serial number 4 right now. Current price. Wait, why is it not showing up on the... What is going on? What kind of witchcraft is this? Oh, there's so many that are listed for... Why is there so many that are listed for $13.50? What? Why are there... Okay, hold on. Why are there so many listed for $13.50? Look at this. What kind of... Is this guy... Oh, this guy's dumping a bunch of them for the same price. How many space buds is he listing? Hold on. I've got to get to the bottom of this. This guy's wallet's huge. Oh, look at this. Okay. He's listed all of them for the same price. 2. Okay, so 5, 10, 15, 20. He's got 22 space buds. He's got 22 space buds for sale. Wait, but still, where is... Okay, this is so interesting. There. Oh, no. So, okay. There's more. 22. 26. 31. 36. 41. 42. He's listing 42 space buds at one time. Okay, so this guy is... His season rank is number 5 on JPEG Store. This dude is crazy. Okay. Number 4 is still for sale. Serial number 4. And it has a special background. Okay. We got to really think about this here, folks. Serial number 4 is available for sale. Okay. I don't think I'm going to live buy, because now that I know the information, I see the live buys. I see the live buys. But now that I know he's just flooring, because he could floor them for 1,000. He currently has 52 or what was it? 40 or 50 space buds listed. It seems like he's desperate. So let's make him an offer that he can't refuse. Okay, we need to do more research here, folks. We need to do more. This is not the angle that I thought the show was going to go, but now we have to know. So SpaceBuds serial number one sold for like 60,000 or 70,000 ADA a while ago. SpaceBuds number 2 is... Why can't I filter by serial? Oh, I'm probably for sale only, right? All NFTs. There we go. Number 2. Oh, it's probably not. It probably didn't pass through the wormhole. So 4 has passed through the wormhole. SpaceBud 5 has passed through the wormhole. Okay, what did 5 go for recently? No trading. Okay. Anyway, I think I still make him an offer. Right now, I think I still. Yeah, scored some. Hugs Not Rugs says, when you see someone dumping like that, throw some offers out. Scored so many dope old money bids like that. Crypto Hand says, I wonder why he's dumping. I don't know, but clearly this guy is a flipper. Like, he just likes to move his inventory. So I don't think it's a negative move at all. I think this guy just likes to be on the move. He's got a lot of Sneckies. He's moving. He's got a lot of ape societies he's trying to move. Clearly he just likes to trade. He's selling Ores. He's listing Boss Cats. He's listing Book IOs. Yeah, I think I'm going to put an offer in for this. Serial number 4. I mean, that's kind of crazy, no? Let's throw, I won't floor it. Let's try to get a 200 ADA discount. How about that? Let's do a 200 ADA discount. Serial number 4, imagine. Maybe I'm just being too like cheap. I should probably just pay the full price. But you know, it's good. It's got the special background that I like. It's a 5 trait. It's a 5 count. I think if I could get it for 1150, that's great. How long has it been listed? It's been listed for 2 days, so a lot of the people who really scan the collections would have probably sniped it already if it was like an insane deal, I'm assuming. So let's put 1150 out there and see what happens. Curly Knox says, I threw a crazy offer for a Navy bill and he sold. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Maybe there's another Space Bud added to the collection, another monkey. Space Bud serial number 4 would be pretty crazy. He's desperate, lowball it. And that, I mean, that's 50 ADA off of the floor. I mean, the floor is 1098. So I could go 50 ADA lower than that, but I mean, you know, 50 ADA is like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe we get a serial 4. Clayandro, which he pops into the show every once in a while. He swept 8 Space Buds on the 27th. So he did a nice 8 NFT sweep. He got a couple dogs, alien robot. He got a monkey, bear, arcane. Very nice. For about, you know, 9,000, 10,000, about 10,000 ADA. Wait, no, 8,000. Yeah, like 8,300, 8,200. Very nice there. Nice sweep. A wolf was sold by, purchased by Donin, who he was in the news a couple months ago because he purchased this bull with a sword and a jetpack for hundreds of thousands of ADA. So very, very nice there. And he picked up another wolf for 7,750, beltless, very clean, uncovered helmet. I like it a lot. Someone's been trying to sell it for a while. I've seen it kind of pop on and off of SpaceBud's website. So I just got really thirsty all of a sudden. Repping the 914. Good to see you, man. Yeah. Okay, I did not expect the Space Buds feature to be that long, but I'm glad it happened. And maybe we pick up the number 4 serial of a Space Bud. Because serial 1 is, oh, not serial 1, the rank 1. That's what it was. The rank 1 sold for like 65K. Serial number 1, I don't know if this one has ever been sold. And really, like, serial number is not a trait that people normally like care about, at least when it comes to Space Buds. So, you know, but when it comes to other collections, that's like a big deal. Normally on other, like, I can't think of one on at least on Cardano that is like cares a lot about serial numbers. But I mean, I'm just checking to see if there has been any other. Oh, this was a SPO one. Frog Stake Pool got number 3. Lucky him. Yeah, number 5 was a monkey. Number 6 was a tiger. This one might have sold recently. No? That one looks familiar. Maybe not. Last sale was 1800. Yeah, see, that one looked familiar. So that had to have been relatively recently. So he got number 6 for 1800. A tiger is a little bit more rare, but that's a 4 trait that sold for 1800. So maybe I just pick it up for 13. you know, yeah, if he's got 42 listed and he wants to get rid of it, he'll accept the offer for 1150 and we'll both be happy about it. I think that's I think 1150 is great. Okay, anyway, great Space Buds feature. That was a good one. Serial 7 is a robot, Serial 8 is a wow, is a zero gadget. Yeah, Serial 8 is a zero gadget. There are very few of those in the collection. Never been listed. Yeah, I think that would be a good pickup. I'm not going to lie. I think that'd be a great collection, a great one to add to the collection. And if I need to, if I'm feeling a little overextended in Space Buds, I can always list another one, a different one that, now that I'll have two monkeys, I might want to relist another one that I purchased. Okay, all right. Great one. Great section there. Love it. Lots of big sales on Space Buds. You guys can say what you want about Space Buds or if it's viable or not. Still viable. You know, I think the sales speak for themselves when it comes to that. And another interesting piece, I was listening to the good old Freedom 35ers, and I forget if it was their Monday episode or last week's episode, they were talking about how different art projects have come out and they've had to like mold into like what an NFT project is. So it's like, oh, well, you just wanted to sell your artwork, but now you have to have a roadmap and now you have to have a token and now you have to have, you know, whatever, all this kind of crazy stuff that goes with an NFT project. And I will say that Space Buds has never, I mean, it's really unfortunate that they had the whole art fiasco happen, but Space Buds has never like deviated from what they wanted to be. Like they just wanted to be an NFT project. They happened to be the first one. They had a very smooth mint process and they never released a token. From my understanding, they've never released a roadmap. It's just like, hey, this is who we are. And like people have gravitated toward that and have been interested in that. So I think that's a cool, like Space Buds stuck to their guns. Again, unfortunately, the art thing happened, but it's, you know, I think the characters look much better than they did before. So I think overall it could be a blessing in disguise because I think the collection looks much better and way more modern than if you look at the old Space Buds now, they look really weird. I don't know if you guys have done that yet recently. If you go to the old Space Buds, can you not even see it on JPEG Store anymore? Oh, that's sad. I just want to, see the old ones. Probably through, yeah, here you go. See, like, they don't look bad. They don't look bad. But they just look so different now that you're so used to, at least that I'm so used to looking at V2s. Like they just look so much more like the version ones look very like two dimensional, right? They almost look like stuck to the background or like stuck to the page. And the new ones have so much more depth. They're much more 3D, and I think that's really cool. Anyway, I mean among like just the much more detail. Anyways, I could go on forever. You guys know me. I'll stop there. I think V2 could actually be a blessing in disguise. Could have been a much needed upgrade anyways. And that the unfortunate art thing just happened to be the catalyst. Okay, moving on to Ape Society. Ape Society, I've been talking about potentially getting an ape, putting in an offer for the collection. But what I ended up doing is I've been taking a break from Levy for a while. I went back to Levy and I put in a Levy loan for, I think it was like 1,050 or 1,030, something like that. And the offer got accepted. So if this person defaults, then I've got a nice Ape Society for 1,000 ADA. And if they pay back the loan, then I get, I don't know, 50, 100 ADA, something like that in return. So it's a win-win for me and Ape Society. Was caught in kind of caught in the crossfire by a tweet that a guy named Kenny had posted. Freedom35ers talked about it on their Monday show. But since that post, it has been deleted. I was going to talk about it tonight, and that post has been removed by the owner. I could, if I really wanted to, go back to the Freedom35ers video, pull it up and read it, but I'll hold that for now. Oh my goodness, this is mine. This was my old NFT. It's now back on the floor. Mateo White. Oh, wow. There he is. This is my guy. What? That's crazy. There he is. All right, guys, you ready for this? Oh, wow. He's been listed and updated and sold for a while, a few times. A few months ago. Why can't I go back much farther? Listings, purchases. Why can't you go back farther? Oh, I was gonna show you my awesome live buy the Mateo White again. No way. No. He was great. He was great for the time, but I if he looked like really solid, then I would have kept him. But this is what I'm talking about here. You guys ready for this? This is one of my best, not my best, but a pretty good flip. My boy Mateo White purchased on September 22nd for 2,200 ADA, sold for 9K on October 19th. So within 1 month, it had 4X'd in price, and then I sold it. And that was nice. Hugs Not Rugs almost grabbed Mateo White last night. Hey, if it's going to go to anybody, it should go to you. Just couldn't pull the trigger. You should put an offer in on good old Mateo. Yeah, that's definitely in my top three best trades. So that's helped me kind of get my ADA stack a lot higher than where it was before. Had a couple other good ones. But definitely one of the tops. And again, I'm not like a crazy trader. I actually just bought that one because I was like, I need to get an Ape Society, and then just absolutely exploded. This is crazy. And you know what? I'll share this too, because it was so crazy. My son was born. Wait, what was the date on that? I got to go back and check the date. My son was born on October 21st. 2022. When did that sell? October 20th, right? So we're about to go, we had an induction. So my wife had an induction. So the price of Ape Society was popping off. If you guys were there, like the price was just, it was unreal. Just flying. And I'm sitting on this Mateo White, and I'm like, I think the price is going to go higher, but I'm literally not going to be, I literally don't want to be thinking about this NFT while my son is being born. I have to sell this. I want to sell this before, you know, we go into delivery. And like, I've had so many of those different little things happen at huge like points in Cardano's like whatever history or just NFT's history. And so, you know, by the time my son is born and then like the 2 or 3 days in the hospital, it had, you know, run up, you know, all the way to what, like 16K. And of course I made a great flip. I'm not gonna, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. But I was like, man, come on. Like any other weekend, I could have like just literally sat in front of my computer and watched much more closely, you know, what that collection could have been. So anyway, it's an interesting story. DeFi, good to see you in here, man. Gutenberg Bible's looking really good, looking really strong. Very happy about my pickup. 0.8% listed. You know, Book.io is doing very well. Not much to say there. Dead Pixels, however, have a lot of things going on. Some pretty exciting news. There's been a lot of activity Based off of that news, floor is up to 695. That's a 55% increase over the last 7 days. So if you want to take a look at the old analytics, floor price was sitting at 450 just a few days ago, just a week ago, and now we're at 700. Why is that, you might ask? AF and the Dead Pixels team posted about the beginning of their game. So, if you haven't seen this yet, lock in. This has been a long time coming. Pixels minted in June of 2021. So we are coming up on 3 years. Get ready, Pixel fam. April update in three acts. Act 1, Pixel Wars, Enter the Void. Our very first release title and new logo. Act 2, the Collapsing Tiles game mode. And Act 3, introducing our new art direction advisor. Read on. Pixel Wars, Enter the Void. What better way to announce our release title than with a brand new logo? You can almost smell the CPU overheating from rendering this scene. So there's Pixel Wars, Enter the Void. Looks really cool. I like it. Act number 2, Collapsing Tiles. In Pixel Wars, ETV. Enter the Void. Yep. You'll be able to enter the void and play against other opponents for ADA prizes. This is the first of 5 individual arenas, which will be rolled out gradually and will feature their own unique game modes. Collapsing Tiles incentivizes players to think fast and keep bouncing their war pixels as the void crumbles and collapses due to intense seismic activity, thus becoming smaller and smaller with each turn. As such, both players will not only have to face off sooner or later, but also make use of the arena's environment and items scattered across it to gain a competitive advantage as they progress towards the end game. It's a last man standing type of affair where the winners get to take home real money prizes paid out in ADA. We'll definitely dive deeper into the depths of the void and showcase the arena these coming weeks, so stay tuned. Pretty cool. It looks like if you guys, Fall Guys. We played Fall Guys on stream a couple times, and there's one of those Fall Guys game modes where you have all these like circles, and then they go down and down, and so you have to like, kind of like jump around the different hexagons, and then like they fall through, and you go down to the next level. This is probably going to be something similar to that, where these different tiles are going to, you know, fall away, and if you're still standing on it, you know, your pixel kind of gets destroyed. But you know, real money prizes paid out in ADA. That's pretty cool. Okay, Hugs. Okay. Oh my goodness. And then Act 3, introducing our new art direction advisor. Everyone in our little corner of the Cryptoverse knows that the Dead Pixel community has always been good company. This person is SPD CNFT. It's the new art director. Pretty cool. All right. Moving on. House of Titans. 208 a floor. Let's see if I had anything pulled up for House of Titans. They're 50% sold out on their Strongholds mint. 50% there. This milestone is a testament to the incredible support from our community. Weathered the bear market together, and now as we slowly transition into the bull market, our time is coming. And Strongholds are looking pretty good. 908 a floor. But some of the recent sales, that was a big sale for 4K, but then 210 ADA for a collection offer, and then 15. I don't know how that exactly happened. Someone just took two offers and didn't see that there was only, you know, 15 ADA, but there you go. Best offer is 175 on those strongholds. You can earn passive rewards with these, raid other strongholds, and complete bounties to improve your territory. Omen. Best way to protect your future is to create it. Omen has their other collection on May 3rd. So there you go. I keep trying to find out some of the full information on that. Someone in the chat probably has that. Yeah, they have 530 terabytes for Iagon nodes. So that's another thing House of Titans is doing, which is really cool. There we go. Enter the portal and reveal the female side of your omen May 3rd. Each female omen will have a crucial role running our omen DAO. Each transitioned omen will receive a Omni token airdrop upon launch. There you go. So female omen DAO is going to be like additional benefits. And so you're going to have to already own an omen, I believe, to enter the portal to see the female side of your omen. And that's on May 3rd. So that's 2 days away. Pretty cool there. You watch this Dirt Birds video. This is pretty cool. See a little teaser for what's next for the Dirt Birds. So Dirt Birds clearly have a partnership going on, coming up with Lil Sappies. So interesting stuff going on there. Just puts the bag over his head and drags him out into this portal thing. So very interesting. Lil Sappy sitting at about a 99 ADA floor, which is down 34% for the last month. See if they can maintain their floor price. Clay Nation is number 10, 648 floor, 600 best offer. Don't think there's any new updates for Clay Nation. Moving on quickly. So you guys have probably already seen this. This was a big announcement. 119,000 impressions. So Max Marr, Mayor Marr, 1 million followers on YouTube. Subscribers, you mean? Expert in marketing and consumer behavior. Sophisticated investor. 10 million in gross affiliate sales. Pretty crazy. Produced 2 billion organic views. All around great guy with even better hair. Max Marr is officially joining SNEC's Elite Core Contributors group. Does anybody watch a lot of Max's videos? Is he pretty solid? I think he's pretty solid. I've seen a couple, but I don't follow him a lot. Excuse me. So I think overall this is a good move for SNEC, just to continue to have more and more partners. But yeah. Cool news for SNEC. I'm actually also, speaking of Levy Finance, I'm also putting in an offer. I think SNEC's in a pretty good spot right now. I'm putting in a 75% loan to value on SNEC. I just need to hope it gets accepted. Trying to get back into some Levy a little bit before things start going crazy. This is crazy. Like, so Forbes publishes a good for nothing blockchain list. Are your bags on here? And when you try to go to the Forbes site, you get like put behind a paywall, which is like $50 a year for Forbes articles, which is pretty expensive. But yeah, they list Cardano on here. Ethereum competitor launched in 2017 by crypto pioneer with cult-like following. yeah, it's so bad. It's so sad. I mean, there's a lot of these in here. Bitcoin spinoff, championed by Nakamoto pretender Craig Wright. Tezos, Mina, EOS, Flow, Algorand. They have Algorand on there, which is pretty wild. Why is Polkadot? If Cardano, Ethereum competitor, like where's Polkadot then? That's wild that's not in there. Theta, I actually like Theta, but it is a pretty few users on that for now. Yeah. XRP is on there. I bet they're really pissed about that. Payments platform has yet to challenge Swift, now threatened by stablecoins. Oof. Someone did not spend a lot of time on this or just trying to get clickbait. Every coin I own is on the list. that's funny. Hug says, one of the last SNEC standing pools ends in a week. Could drop a bit when coins get released. Maybe wait a bit. Okay, I will wait then. Curly Knox back with about Max. I've watched a few videos. My theory with these guys are if they do so well, why run a paid Patreon? True. He's done 10 million in gross affiliate sales. I mean, gross, you know, the profit on those are probably pretty small, but still, if you get 10% of 10 million, that's still a pretty good chunk of change. Chains of War with some pretty big updates. Happy birthday to Chains of War, second birthday, which is pretty wild. Another milestone in their journey of building something extraordinary. Thank you for being part of our story. This is, I mean, some of these are, This footage is pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. This is looking really, really solid. I think the quality looks really good. Some of this action is going to be really interesting to try out. Hey, Dusty Death, I'm waiting, man. I'm waiting, brother. Trust me. And then back-to-back Chains of War announcements. If this icon rings a bell, you're on to something massive. Stay tuned. And for those of you that don't know, I'm pretty positive this is the Epic Games logo. So if they release on the Epic Games launcher, or if they're partnered with Epic Games, I mean, that takes it to a whole nother level. So, you know, let's take a look at Chains of War. Are they still holding at 100, or after this announcement, maybe they've gone up a little bit? I think, you know, call me crazy. There's 10K of these. For 121 ADA, if you don't have any exposure to Chains of War, after seeing both of those clips right there, they minted for 100 ADA. These guys minted for 100 ADA. They're at 121. Let's take a look at the token. Mira. Maybe the token will perform better than the actual project. They have not pumped from the announcement. They are down 66% from their all-time high. I mean, their supply. They have 6,000 holders, 65,000 pooled USD. They only do $1,000 in volume. I mean, this could be a sleeping giant. Again, you know, 100 ADA for one of these NFTs and buy 100 ADA of Mira or 50 ADA of Mira. I don't think that's I don't think that's a crazy investment to throw 100 to 200 ADA as a mixture between the NFT and the token. You can get 7,000 Mira for $44. If it ever pops off, I mean, again, I diluted market cap, diluted is 6 million. So that's actually pretty large, surprisingly. But again, you've got Cornucopias at almost 100 million. I don't know. That's pretty wild. It's pretty wild to think about some of these types of projects that... good. I can't tell if you're being serious or not. I'm definitely not a salesman. So I'm just saying, hey, if you're looking to diversify, if you're getting kind of bored with some of these other projects, Chains of War could be a sleeping beast. The one thing I will say, though, gaming projects are difficult because you get the impression that they're either going to be just like wildly successful or they're going to like just slowly die. So it's really that's the gamble you're playing. But I don't know, man, if they have a partnership with Epic, or I mean, not even just a partnership, if they're just on the Epic Games launcher, like that's pretty huge. For those of you that don't know, Epic Games is the creator of Fortnite, which is, I mean, the biggest game in the world right now. And before that, they were already a huge player. Extra fact, they're just down the road from me, like 45 minutes away. I've seen the building. I haven't gone in yet. So there you go. Happy birthday to Sneck. Happy birthday to Sneck. 1 year already, 27,000 holders, 41,000 followers, 460,000 trades. It's a little, dun, 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 dun. Lots of Sneck burned. I'm not going to watch that whole thing, but there you go. Sneck's moving on the move. Avatar Nick is crazy. Casually executing 20 smart contracts in one non-batcher transaction with Saturn Swap IO before doing any optimization improvements. Cardano DeFi is coming. And then Ada Whale says, if you've been told Cardano won't scale, might want to reevaluate that thesis right now. Of course, it won't look like scaling anywhere else because we're not trying to inefficiently brute force things until they break. We are doing scaling with exponential efficiencies. And then I believe he went and did 50. Yeah. Some Cardano devs were rightfully mad at me yesterday that I only had 20 smart contracts in one transaction, so I made 50 smart contracts in one transaction. Smile. There you go. There was also a tweet from Jason, Block is Hot, that said, just had a conversation with Avatar Nick, and if we could just quote clone this guy 50 times, Cardano would be the biggest chain in the world or something like that. So clearly Avatar Nick is insane and is doing some big things there. Ada Legend said, ooh, Ada Legend with some little alpha, need to buy more Chains of War. And then he said, plus their new marketing hire is from Activision Blizzard. Chains of War is looking good. Yeah. It's crazy. Hugs Not Rug said, the $80 USD at SNEC presale, best thing that I ever did. Yeah, I'm sure it was. That's pretty crazy. Ada Whale, just some more facts spitting from Ada Whale. I haven't seen many things on par with Book.io, AxoTrade, Iagon, World Mobile Token on other chains. Clearly, Cardano is fertile ground for builders. To me, that speaks volume. What everyone else does with that information is up to them, really. Yeah. Interesting tweet from Whale. And then Viva, this is aged like milk in a microwave. This was from April 30th. Oh, well, let's do this one first. September 18th, 2023. Janet Yellen isn't worried about $33 trillion of national debt. Yesterday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen, I am concerned about where we're going with the U.S. deficit. Now, I can't tell. Obviously, that's just hilarious that, you know, it's just hilarious that she just flip-flops back and forth. But I think it's probably connected with Bitcoin halving and just where like the crypto markets are going. Now she's like, oh, I'm concerned. I don't know if that's what he's trying to say, but it's just funny that she just goes back and forth constantly. Just thought I would make a chuckle at that. Crawford said 250 ADA worth at presale got me 83 million SNEC. Didn't hold it all. Didn't hold it all long term, long enough, but held enough. Nice. What's 83 million SNEC in today's prices? Does that depress you? It's probably going to depress people. $83 million. Okay. Yeah. $83 million SNEC is currently 192,000 ADA. And then when the USD ADA price goes up, back up. Ooh. Yeah, that's cash money. That's cash money. So anyways, appreciate you guys hanging out tonight. Another good episode. Love chatting with you guys. We'll see if the Space Bud serial number 4 gets handed over to us. That'd be pretty exciting to update you guys on. Anyways, enjoyed the show tonight. Please make sure to leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. And with that, I will see you guys next week. Peace.